Pakistan protests intensify. Another U.S. missionary doctor contracts Ebola while serving in Liberia. And a computer lab in Uganda needs your prayers. Details are next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The protests are ratcheting up in Pakistan as the prime minister is clinging to power. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
The whole country is on a knife's edge right now. It's gotten fairly violent in the clashes with police as they're trying to maintain order and calm.
For the complete backstory on this situation, visit missionnetworknews.org. Pakistan's no stranger to political unrest, and the Christians bear the brunt of community unhappiness.
When the majority population may feel frustrated with what's happening in the country, take it out on a Christian.
Find out how you can help these believers through FMI at our website and pray for peace and that believers would avoid being tangled up in corrupt politics.
We currently support about 40 pastors and evangelists, church planters in Pakistan. We have 20 online who are in need of support. They're doing an incredibly courageous work.
Next, another U.S. missionary doctor has contracted Ebola while working in Liberia. Serving in Missions, or SIM, confirmed the announcement yesterday afternoon, adding that the doctor is doing well and is in good spirits. Now, it's not yet known how the doctor contracted the virus since he wasn't actually treating Ebola patients. You can find this story in full at missionnetworknews.org and pray for this doctor's healing and pray that the Ebola outbreak would be contained. You're listening to Mission Network News. U.S. airstrikes Monday were targeting the leader of the troublesome Somalian group Al-Shabaab. The Pentagon says the terrorist group has actually grown under the cover of the country's failed state chaos. Both Open Doors and Voice of the Martyrs confirm a drive to purge Christianity from Somalia. VOM helped evangelists start small businesses so they can support themselves and their families while they're sharing the gospel. There are specific prayer needs listed at our website. Meanwhile, the smoking ruins of an Al-Shabaab attack served as the backdrop for a recent pastoral conference in Kenya. Global Advance's David Shibley explains.
We had intended to have the conference originally in the city of Mombasa at the Council of our Kenyan Brothers, who felt that it might be just a bit too dangerous to assemble that many pastors together at that time.
Prudence won out, and they moved the conference to an undisclosed location. Freed from the pressure of terrorism, the pastors they were teaching could finally rest.
Altogether, 110 pastors, senior pastors, came to that wonderful Frontline Shepherds Conference event. It was a tremendous time of bonding, refreshing, strengthening deep in their inner person. And they left with a fresh resolve to once again be lovingly courageous in proclaiming the gospel.
The Global Advance team learned some valuable lessons about faith, gratefulness, and resilience, too. Faced with a threat while gathered,
their response was simply, well, as always, we will trust God.
And can you imagine going to a school where the class schedule is sporadic and decided by someone on the outside? Well, because of blackouts in Uganda, that's actually a reality. AMG International is asking us to pray for electricity for Ugandan school's computer lab. Pete Lafakis of AMG says,
electricity is important. It's difficult to have it. We get so used to it being just a light switch away. But in Uganda, that's not the case. It's really a blessing to have it, and you're not sure how long you'll have it or when it'll come back on.
Visit our website to find out how this computer lab is actually key to sharing the gospel with the surrounding community. But for now, Lafakis explains how you can pray.
They can pray for the students there, for opportunities to share the gospel with their parents, for the school to have a greater influence in the community, to reach more and more families with the truth about Christ, because that's what's going to make a difference, really, in their community.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want some good news that you won't get anywhere else for free? Well, sign up for our free daily e-news blasts. Go to missionnetworknews.org, click on the banner, fill out the information, and you'll get news that you can do something about. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.